time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back again, and our Marine is not here. Hopefully he will be in a minute or two or three, because he has not only this engagement, but he has to be in Columbus shortly. So we'll see. Terry Klein is bringing him in. He has to do with the securing of the planes for the Marion Municipal Airport, our fly-in, drive-in. And there, yeah, okay. I don't see any Marine yet.
I think you had to go to Columbus.
Okay, well, sit down, guys.
Are you on the air now?
Yes.
Oh.
Do I look like I'm talking to myself?
Yeah. There's a couple guys with white jackets on out there.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, I ordered them, too.
Yeah, they have a jacket just for you.
I figured. Yeah. Oh.
That sounds like a TV commercial for Diamond Ring. Jerry has a diamond for you.
Yes, right. And, yeah, I'm glad that Mr. Airport is here.
Mr. Airport?
Yeah.
No, this is Dan Bradshaw from the Marion Credit Union.
Oh, I thought he looked like...
No. Well, if you were standing side by side...
Yeah, okay. All right. So, okay, that means that we need to talk to Mr.
Ken Brett, or...
Yeah.
Help me. Ken, what's your last name?
Egmark Bergen.
Egmark Bergen. Oh,
yeah. Ken Bell.
Ken Bell cast,
yeah. Remember when you did that?
Yes, right. Okay, and...
Dan Bradshaw from the Marion Credit Union.
Okay, Marion Credit. And they're bringing the Vietnam Wall.
Boffman.
Okay.
Tanya Boffman.
All right.
Tanya.
You had the Tanya right. Or at least you said it just a second ago.
Oh. Very good.
I was getting confused with Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
See? All right. Now, make those microphones point toward yourselves, if they're not already. Okay. Ken, maybe you better introduce our guests here.
Our guests?
We do not have a Marine. He's on his way to Columbus, I take it.
That's right. A prayer commitment came.
Okay. Well, first of all, now, what connection does the Marine have with the bringing in of the Ospreys?
That's where I'd like to turn you over to this character set here on my left.
Right.
That bears no introduction, Terry Klein.
The Marine, Staff Sergeant, is that what? Staff Sergeant Dustin Smith was instrumental in getting the Osprey here, two Osprey vertical takeoff landing aircraft. Way back in January, February, we talked with him. And a couple weeks ago, he called me about, I think it was around 7:30, and he said, ask me, do you want one or two? And I said, well, hey, get two. Yeah. That way more people can see where their tax dollars are going.
So I was interested, what role does he play in the Marines to have that ability?
Well, he's a recruiter, but I just learned today he is a drone operator.
Okay.
That's why I was hoping he would be here, because I know your interest in drones, UAVs, etc. And then the buddy of his that was here, he's a technician on C-130s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Now we go to Ken Belk, and the topic changes to the Vietnam Wall. coming in July to River Valley High School.
Right. I'm one of the volunteers working with the Marion Community Credit Union for bringing in the Vietnam Wall. For more talking on, I'd like to turn it over to the Marion Community Credit Union, Daniel and Tanya.
Yes.
And then I'll fill in on the end my part as an associate volunteer.
Okay, Daniel, what's your position with Marion Community Credit Union?
I'm the business development officer, which is just fancy terms for the marketing guy.
Oh, okay.
Out at the credit union.
And this is a great marketing venture.
Well, it's gotten our name out there a lot, but
yes.
Really what sparked it all was our CEO, Vidya Iyengar. She was visiting family out in California several years ago, and the Wall That Heals happened to be in that area, and she went to see it and experience it. And she's mentioned she didn't even live in the U.S. during the time of the Vietnam conflict, and still going to the memorial and seeing it and the 58,000 plus names that are engraved on the wall. It was such a powerful and moving experience for her that she said, you know, we need to, for our community back in Marion, Ohio, we need to bring that here. And so that became her mission. And
no
so
kidding.
We made it happen.
Wow. So what does it take to do that?
Well, the organization that brings in the Wall That Heals, it's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. And that's the same organization who had the original memorial that's in Washington, D.C., that had that built.
Okay.
And you must apply to them. Every year they have an application window where
Oh, really? So they're kind of a... Yeah, oh, I see, yeah.
And they'll only select a certain
kind
number
of trademark.
Of stops. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this past year, the application was, we found out, was approved. They selected us as the site, one of the sites, one of 39 stops that it's making in 2019. And in fact, the stop here in Marion is the only stop in the entire state of Ohio.
Really?
This year for the Wall That Heals. So we are extremely fortunate to have it coming here and expect thousands of people from all around the state
I
to
would
be
think.
Coming in.
And there's plenty of parking space and plenty of room altogether for people to wander around and see everything. Wow.
There are. And it also comes with a mobile education unit, the same semi that brings the replica. Then it transforms into a mobile education unit that has interactive screens and information and artifacts and items that have been left both at the traveling wall as well as items that have been left at the original memorial in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. Since they're the organization behind that, they have, I think, a little more to bring with them and more to connect
sure.
it back to the original.
I remember I was at that wall twice in Washington, and I know what you mean by the artifacts that people bring mm-hmm. and put at the base of the column where their loved one is listed. Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess they've got a big warehouse
where
they store all that.
They, we've been told they catalog and keep every item is cataloged
yeah.
that is left behind at the wall. They have volunteers that go out there and will gather them and then catalog them. And for any items that are left at the Wall That Heals while it's here in Marion, we've worked with the Marion Historical Society.
Oh, really?
And they're going to have some of those items on display at a later date.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Now, your partner is your name again?
My name's Tanya Boffman.
Okay, Tanya. And so what do you have? So you, of course, you're with the credit union. So what are you doing with this?
What am I doing? I am the co-chair for this. I'm also the executive administrative assistant at Marion Community Credit Union.
Wow.
And I'm honored that I get to be part of the Wall That Heals coming to Marion.
Now, did you have a family member or anyone else involved in the Vietnam War?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Now, there's a fellow in Marion that's been... Chuck Van Boris, mm-hmm. Is he recruited for anything with this?
He's actually part of our committee.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to have his traveling
memorial. He has a traveling museum. Yeah.
It's going to be out at River Valley High School as well in a couple of the classrooms. So we're very fortunate that he's able to display that and give a little bit more of an educational piece to the youth that will be coming out.
Well, that's good. So, now, this wall will be here in July, but how long will it be here?
The wall will be here the 18th through the 21st. You will see it start to be built on the 17th, and then we'll have a grand opening, an opening ceremony on Thursday at 10:30 a.m.
Well, okay. All right. And so that's going to give everybody a chance to be here, to get to the wall, and from all over Ohio.
Wow. Yes. And once it's built, it's open 24 hours.
Really?
So from the time that the build is finished on that Tuesday until the time that we begin taking it down so it can move on to its next stop that Sunday afternoon, at any hour of the day, people can come out there, and we want to make sure everyone realizes this is completely free. There is no admission cost. It is free and open to the public 24 hours. And you won't be sold anything either. There will be some informational things that will be out there, especially for veterans. But we are, as part of bringing the wall that heals, nothing is allowed to be sold there site, because it is supposed to be a place of for solemn remembrance.
Yeah, right.
So we do want to encourage people, because we know that there are some folks out there who would prefer to be there when no one else is around.
Sure.
And they don't want to be there in a crowd. They want to be there, and it is. They have lighting available so you can still see the wall, even if it's the middle of the
really?
Evening. And
okay.
We will have volunteers there that entire time.
Wow. That's amazing. Incidentally, our Marine friend will be calling us shortly after 2:30. Okay, Tanya, how long have you been involved with this? Probably a pretty long time, huh?
I believe we've been working on it about 9 months now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it probably gets tedious at times, wondering, now you guys have got to supply, what, a lot of money?
That would be a question for Daniel.
Okay.
Yep, there is, to be the local sponsor, there is a monetary contribution to help cover the costs, for sure. And then there are some additional things that we are, you know, picking up the bill for as well. But then we also have had a lot of different community partners that have stepped up and offered to donate, whether it's just items or maybe help to cover the cost of a tent for the volunteers
sure.
to have as a cooling station, or different things of that nature. And I just want to jump in real quick for Tanya to say she's the co-chair and she's been working on it a little bit here and there. This would not be happening without the work that Tanya has put in.
Oh,
she
that's
has
great.
Been tirelessly working on this and making it the success that I believe it's going to be. And if it were not for her, then I wouldn't be sitting here, because if I was doing it all myself, it wouldn't be going well, and I'd be hiding underneath a desk somewhere just having a breakdown, I'm sure.
Only imagine the details. Yeah.
Yes.
Tanya, will there be anything for any people that come a distance if they haven't eaten? Will there be any sandwiches available?
Unfortunately, that's not one thing that we can offer there at the Wall That Heals, but we'd like to encourage them to check out some of our local restaurants. We have
just
a lot of
just down the road, really.
Yeah, we have a lot of great ones that are Marion-made, so we'd like to encourage them to check out some of those.
That's good. Okay. Now, getting around to Ken. Ken, did you? How did you get involved with this?
I got about a friend of mine that's on the honor guard said, this young lady here, Tanya, needs to talk to me about something. This happened about 2 months ago now, and it was the best thing that happened. I mean, this is the first thank you for your service from when I got out in 67. Yes, 67. It was like, oh, you're one of those.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was a sad time. This right here is the first thing. We're recognizing you. And we're honoring you, and it's almost like saying, "I forgive. Please forgive us for ignoring
right.
you."
Well,
finally, education has taken place. What's going on?
I remember being on the air in the 1970s, and I organized a parade, and I especially encouraged Vietnam veterans, but I couldn't get one to show up because of the feeling they had that they weren't liked.
Right.
That's a shame, you know. Really was.
It is. There was sometimes there were friendships lost over it.
Sure.
And yeah. Sometimes a little maybe family separations and stuff. The family types come back together, but then there's some friendships that. Different feelings. It's rough.
Isn't there aren't there a lot of problems with PTSD among?
Yes,
the veterans?
We have a group of Vietnam era veterans that meets out at. VFW 7201.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they do, we're trying, the program is trying to help them get past that hurdle. And one of the hurdles that we found out by accident, you know, like if a car backfires, it sounds good. And one time we were testing one of our rifles at the post, and they all hit the deck.
Uh-huh.
And so now if we're testing, we have to go around and notify everybody at the post that we're going to be doing a rifle test, and then they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
We have no problem with it. Some of them, it'll bring a flashback.
I'm familiar with men from World War II that had that same problem. They never heard so much about it, but I know I knew one. I grew up in a bar, you might say, and all you had to do was walk behind one and tap him on the shoulder and went crazy.
Yes. Don't blindside somebody.
That's right.
There are certain things that if I'm, you know, dozing.
Yes.
And if they come and tap my foot, I'm okay. But anything above the foot, I still have a nervous reaction. I'll just strike out.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He's, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here he is, Schickel Kreber, So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. I said, you really believe that, you old as you're nuts. You know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again, and we should have shortly our Marine.
Now, if I hit this off.
Yes. Okay, we're on the air.
Charlie, is it?
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, fine. Good to have a Marine on the air.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Now, where are you recruiting?
Well, I'm the boss for the Wooster. It's called a PCS. It's one of the recruiting officers for the Marine Corps, and Marion, as well as Mansfield.
Okay. I have a grandson that became a Marine almost a year ago. He's stationed in Seattle now. Very proud to be a Marine, just like you are.
That is something awesome. Tell him I say Semper Fi.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay. Now tell me about yourself. How did you come about being able to talk to the right people to get us a couple of Ospreys?
Well, I am a drone operator. I've flown drones for about 5 years, and then I got selected to come out on recruiting duty. So while flying a bunch of my drone missions and a lot of training intervals across the United States and overseas, I've had some connections with individuals who actually fly the Ospreys themselves. So since coming on recruiting duty, I've wanted to get some aircraft up here and ask them, ask a couple of buddies of mine if there's any opportunity or chance for that to happen. And it turned out that there was an opportunity, so we took advantage of it.
Well, that's great, because the people of Marion will be very excited to have these aircraft at our airport. Wow. Great.
The aircraft themselves are pretty remarkable, too, so hopefully everybody comes out, has a lot of really good questions, and you'd be able to walk around, look inside, all those good things.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So now, in did you know that the guy you were with today, Terry Klein, actually flew a drone into a statue on top of the courthouse?
I did not. He did tell me about his quadcopter that he had.
Yes, right.
But we didn't get into too much detail about it.
It was after that that quadcopters became a big thing. It was even mentioned in the London Times newspaper. But now it wouldn't get a brief mention at all. Yeah, things have really changed. Now, is the United States government planning on using drones?
For what specifically?
Well, for combat or anything like that.
We do have multiple different platforms of drones that we use and operate for many different missions. Can't get into a whole lot of what specifically each
sure.
one does for what mission, but we have them actively out there just about every day in some way, shape, or form.
All right. So let me see now. In recruiting, how is recruiting going? Because it seems like a lot of high school guys want to get in the, and gals want to get in the Marines.
I tell you, it's different every day, you know.
Yes.
It's a good, fun time. I get to, you know, talk to the new generation that's going to be replacing us. So that's the best part about this job as a recruiter, is you get to be the gatekeeper, making sure that you're putting in the great quality young men and women of America that are going to carry out the customs, courtesies, and traditions of the Marine Corps.
Well, I tell you, there's nothing better to see. Like my grandson in full dress uniform. Makes you feel so proud. Wow.
Walks a little bit taller, I bet, too, wearing that thing. So. Yeah.
Now, you're recruiting in Mansfield, you say?
Yes. We cover quite a big area. Knox County, Richland County, Morrow, Wayne. So, we have, it's called a PCS. It's just a station that's a smaller pretty much a substation that's off of what we, our big hub that's in Mansfield.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty much all over northernish Ohio.
Now, do you spend a lot of time touring high schools, talking to students?
We do. That's actually one of our favorite things, is to get in and interact with the teachers, students, academics, getting in and teaching actually some classes on career goals, opportunities, some benefits, and we actually like to do a lot with the community too. Come out here again,
So we're constantly busy doing something, and we love it.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we'll sure be glad to see those Osprey in September.
Well, I'll be out there as well. So,
okay.
Part of my staff, we have KC-130 electricians. We have actually a mechanic that works on the MP-22s, and you'll see the flight crew with those aircraft. So there'll be a bunch of diverse individuals out there with different occupations to ask some questions.
That sounds good. My other grandson is now a technician on C-5As at Travis Air Force Base in California, and also works on C-130s.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And he's just a year into the Air Force. So it's doing a great thing for our kids.
I hope that they're having a blast, and it's been a great experience for you guys as well.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate talking to you today, and we'll certainly do some interviews with you when you come to the airport.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Again.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, all right. How about that? You know, I feel so good when I see these young kids recruited. You know, I was down in Columbus when a lot of these recruits were shipped out, and they were all anxious to go. And that's good. The Vietnam was something else. Of course, you knew my brother-in-law, Dan Shiflett.
Oh, yes, Dan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Dan never spent a day without talking about his experiences. Yeah. Now, he never had PTSD that I know of.
No.
But he was a helicopter pilot, shot down 3 times, managed to survive.
Yep. He would talk about certain things with us that when we worked together. And other things he'd clam up on.
I'm sure, yeah. Now, okay. So now, are all the veterans organizations helping?
Yes. One of the places where we reached out to all the veteran organizations to help support by purchasing a bench.
Oh, okay.
A bench. And we mailed out 9 invitations to the...
Right.
And... plus, we got some civilians, non-military, buying for a family member. And Tanya and I, we made contact with, it's okay to mention, a store here in town. With Lowe's.
Sure.
Worked with us on the benches. We bought them. And they worked with the veteran pricing on it. And we bought them when they had a special going on. And they're holding them for us until we're ready.
Wow.
Instead of saying, oh, we got to get them out of the warehouse.
Right.
Once they find out what we're doing with them. So as a post, let's say our honor guard, the business card that I gave you, we bought a bench, and it'll have a brass plaque. It's not a brass plaque that goes on a trophy. It's an embossed or the bronze plating that... it will go on. We have it, Marion County United Veterans Council honoring past and present veterans. And this will appear at the VA clinic here in Marion.
Great.
The American Legion Post, the VFW Post, the AMVETS, all have stepped forward and they purchased the bench, and they will either have it reside at their place, their post, or it may be sent off to a family member.
Wow. That's so nice to hear. And I know my grandkids, being just over a year in service now, are very proud of themselves for serving the country, and that's what it takes. So, Tanya, you've got a lot of work to do between now and July.
We do. We do.
That's only a month away.
It is.
Woo. Yeah.
We do have a lot of work. But we're getting through it, and we just want to say thank you to all the community, because it takes a community to be able to have an event this size.
Oh, it does. Absolutely, yes.
And yeah. I just want to say thank you to all of our community partnerships and all of our volunteers that we're calling them ambassadors. And I just want to say thank you to all of those who are coming out to either help us build or help us tear down or just man the wall. Because like Daniel said, it is open around the clock. So it takes somebody there around the clock to be able to greet and help individuals find those names on the wall. Yeah.
So you'll have plenty of lighting available and everything else for around the clock.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Your first name again?
Daniel.
Dan. Mm-hmm. Has this been overwhelming almost?
Again, if not for Tanya's help and all the other volunteers like Ken and the other folks on the committee, then it would have been. And it still can be at times, especially when you start thinking about all the things that need to happen. When you start looking at the big picture and all of the things at once, then it could get a little bit. But if we just kind of take it piece by piece and then reach out and find the help and the assistance. And it's been so great because so many folks out in the community have approached us. It hasn't been some elements we've had to go out and find people and recruit some ambassadors and some volunteers. But really, once the word has spread that it was coming, we've had individuals and organizations that have approached us and said, how can we help?
Well,
what ways can we step up? What ways can we, whether it's through providing some monetary donations to help with something, or maybe supplying items like water or snacks or things like that, and we'll still have other things that we need to kind of help out for the volunteers that are there as well.
Yeah. Now the names will be the material the names are engraved in is very similar to the Vietnam Wall in Washington.
It is. It's I forget the exact
Avenite.
Name of it.
It's Avenite.
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 See,
okay.
I can't do it without her.
Yeah.
She knows 10 times more than I do, and I will say that to everybody. But it's a synthetic marble.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back once again with our guest today, and let me get all my microphones arranged here, and we have Tanya, and I keep forgetting your
Daniel.
Name. Daniel, yeah, okay. Daniel, who's quite a guy at Marion Community, not Foundation, but...
Credit Union,
yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, my daughter... Yeah, I have a daughter that goes there, yeah.
Oh.
And so that's a very popular place, I understand.
We have several. Actually, I just learned yesterday we just broke the 9,000 mark. We have 9,000 members of Marion Community Credit Union now. Yeah, that number keeps growing. We've seen a lot of growth over the past several years.
Interesting. So what does a person do to become a member?
They just stop in. There are certain items they need, their driver's license, social security card, or an official document like a W-2 that would have that on
so
there.
So you know for sure where they are. Yeah.
You can say it, too. Your microphone works.
Yeah.
She opens accounts.
Oh, is that right?
She knows it like the back of her hand.
So if you would like to become a member, yes, a driver's license, a valid driver's license, please. Social Security card. If your address is not current on your driver's license, then we ask that you bring a utility bill or something to prove a residency.
Yeah.
We do ask that you live or work in Marion or one of our
our additional counties.
Thank you.
We recently expanded our field of membership. So now people that live or work or attend school or worship, even in Morrow County, was already added in there. But now it's also for Wyandotte County, Crawford County, Hancock County, and Richland County. So there are six different counties that it's available to.
Okay.
And it just takes $10 to open up a savings account. Out of that 10, there is a one-time $5 membership fee. And then if you're looking to open up a checking account, it would be an additional $100. They ask that that $100 sit there for the first 7 to 10 days,
right,
basically till you get your checks and your debit card, or checks or debit card.
Okay. So these credit unions are quite popular around the country.
Yes.
They are. They've definitely been growing, and it really, people ask about the difference between, you know, okay, is it limited, is it like
a
bank,
right?
You know, what is it? And it really, it's just a matter of, it's where the money comes from and where the money goes. For a bank, the money comes from some investors, and then the profits go back to those investors.
Right.
So with the credit union, the money comes from the people and the profits go back to the people. So it's a different business model for banking, and people are really really gravitating toward it.
Now, Ken,
yes,
all you veterans are getting older. Are you finding any veterans falling away from being volunteers or anything?
It's harder to get the volunteers. The age group where we're getting volunteers are the late 60s,
okay,
early 70s. Getting the younger ones coming out of the service, I understand. It's the same way with before I joined the 7201. Raising a family, working, getting established. Once got the kids through school, then I started looking at what posts I wanted to join. But there are, you know, certain priorities in life. But now things are different from the time I was just getting out of the service and getting involved. That there's more opportunities for the younger veteran. But getting them to be involved and commit time.
That's
just
right.
Like the time that I'm working here. One thing that's in my advantage, I'm single.
Yeah.
Makes an advantage. But if you have a family, family time is good.
I understand.
Because if you want to look at just with the honor guard for the commitment of time per individual, we do approximately 90 military funerals a year.
Is that right?
In that time frame, each funeral, a person, an individual is away from their family 4 hours.
Okay, yes.
So that's 360 hours. That's 3 months.
Yeah, wow.
About 3 months, good,
now,
2.5, 3 months you're away from your family.
Okay.
And something, look at it, that's too long being away from your family.
What about the firing squads? Are they made up of one post or all the posts?
The honor guard is made up of all posts. Of the that's here in Marion that wants to be involved. You wear on your collar your post identification,
okay,
American Legion, VFW, whatever post. We have members from the posts here in American Legion, VFW posts here in Marion. Also, American Legion post 605 out of Waldo.
Oh,
are
okay.
Part of the honor guard.
Now, is it up to the funeral home to contact you people for the military rights?
Now, if you asked me that question 1 year ago, yes. What is happening now is there are more cremations taking place.
Yeah.
And what happens is that they'll go so far with an agency.
Yeah.
And then they'll call out to the Veterans Coliseum, talk with Wendy Anders, and say, I need to make military arrangements. And Wendy takes the pressure off of me. I'm going to use the term that there's a clean DD-214, meaning that the individual calling for military honors has been honorably discharged from the service. That takes the pressure off me because I don't want to do those type of questions and then tell somebody, no, we can't do it because of this and that.
I went through a lot of that when we built the World War II Memorial. Everybody had to supply their DD-214s.
Yes.
Yeah, that's... That can be a problem.
Yes, so there's a lot, and then there are different times. Now, we would like to have it 8 o'clock Saturday night. I says, we can't do that.
So there's no military service for cremations.
Yes.
There is?
Yes, we do. Ooh. I'm just saying more people are going that way now.
Oh, yeah.
And
a matter of cost. People don't have the money anymore.
Yes, I don't want to, you know, talk money, but yes, there's a different cost. There's a cost in there. But a lot of times the funeral homes will call me, so we have a cremation for Mr. Smith, and they would like to have it at 2:00 Friday afternoon. And they give me like 3-4 days call in advance, and then sometimes I wait a while, because if you get one, there might be another one. Then I call the squad, and we do it.
Okay, where do you do that for a crew?
Well, if we will do during the wintertime, we do not travel to the cemeteries. We will do them at the funeral home.
Oh, okay.
Or if there is a memorial service, a church service, we'll do them at the church. That's where we got a safe clean in and clean out.
Yeah.
And then during the summer, we will go around to the cemeteries, Grand Prairie, Chapel Heights, Marion Catholic, Marion New and Old Cemetery, Prospect, Caledonia, Cardington. We had all the cemeteries around here in the Marion County area.
Wow, that is
something. Yeah, there's a little traveling, and and you put some miles on.
I'm curious, what since those are all duds that you fire, what caliber is that?
It's a 30.
Okay.
It's the M1 Garand.
Ah. Oh.
And they are getting some age. The ammo has some age on it.
And the men, too.
and the men, I mean, it, hoisting that rifle up.
Yeah, that's,
It's, right. And we have to clean them about after every, I want to say about 20 firings.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we can't go any longer than that because, you know, you're trapping.
Yeah.
You're not putting a projectile out. You're trapping all that
That's
gas
right.
in, using some of the gas to eject. And while your bullet would be going out, that would be releasing the rest of the pressure. And after about 20 to 30 firings, then they have to be completely stripped, the field stripped down.
Wow.
And clean off all the gunpowder residue.
Huh. Now, do the guns all belong to the different posts?
Yes, each post has possession of the guns.
Oh, okay.
We have to inventory them every year. Each post has to do that. Serial number and everything, and the condition, and send it in.
No kidding.
Yes.
See, we learned something. Right. That's what I'd like for people to find out behind the scenes.
Right. We can't trade. Oh, I'm going to take, we're going to use the rifles, some 584 and some from 7201. We got a working group. We have to keep track of the serial number, so we do not commingle any of the
okay.
The
will there
rifles.
Be any rifle salutes when the wall comes?
Yes. That's a pretty good lead-in we got right here. Yes, the big opening is on Saturday at 2:30. We will have the full honor guard out. They'll be part of the program. We'll have all the flags that Marion community helped purchase, the parade flags.
Yes.
Thank you, Marion. That they'll be on display. They'll be at the wall. When there's a program going on, then the honor guard will take the flags and display them at the women's club home.
Okay.
Tap me if I'm stealing any thunder. At the women's club home will be the pictures of the fallen Vietnam veterans from Marion County.
Interesting.
That joined the service by registering here in Marion County to go into the service.
Wow.
That'll be on display. President, they're on display at the Marion Community Credit Union.
Now, were there 29 or more killed from Marion County?
26.
How many?
26.
26, okay. That's a lot.
Right, and then people say, well, there's a lot, there's more than that. I know this person. Yes, they may have lived in...
But they joined
They joined elsewhere, so elsewhere, they'll be part of that community.
Right.
And...
That sounds familiar, too, that we went through that with World War II.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but back on the honor guard, we do all year long, and it's rain or shine. We do not do Sundays. That's push comes to shove. Now, if it is a member of our post, a post member of someone that's on the honor guard, yes. But those are few
that's
and
different.
Far apart.
Okay.
But we like to do them Monday through Friday, and if any Saturdays, funerals, we'd like to be done and on our way home by noon.
Sure, okay. Tanya, you're going to be run ragged probably for that 24-hour or more period.
Well, we're hoping not to be ran ragged. We are hoping that we will be accessible to all of our volunteers, and that's why our volunteers are so important, because it is open 24 hours a day while the wall is here. So they're a crucial part of having the wall here. We rely sure. on that community connection to be able to help, and we've had a good turnout for the ambassadors stepping forward. We do still need some help for some overnights and a few spots on Sunday morning, but it's coming together, and I can't say thank you enough.
Wow. Now, is security supplied through the Sheriff's Department or what?
We have partnered with the Sheriff's Office. They will be going by randomly, periodically, to check to make sure that everything is good, especially in the overnight hours.
Right.
But, yeah, they will be looking out for us, and we thank you for that community partnership as well.
Will there be any signs around some of the highways directing traffic to River Valley?
That's a good question, and I'm going to refer that to our marketing director, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, we don't have any plans for any signs necessarily out on the highway. Now, once you are getting to the River Valley site, then we'll probably have some okay. signs out there on the road. So those that, you know, have found their way there, then yeah. they'll know exactly what way to turn in.
And it'll be a good internet presence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've had it up on as a Facebook event page for a while, and there's actually a large promotion that's going to start that is targeted to individuals throughout the entire state of Ohio, and that'll be starting in the next few days, I think June 17th. So for the entire month prior to it, there will be digital advertising that's targeted to people throughout the state of Ohio, letting them know that this is their only chance to see it in Ohio this year.
Well, and that winds up our interviews today. We'll
see
you later.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the